Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Be tweeting at 102.5 underscore MD your worst disaster cooking a Christmas meal. We'll give a winner away at the end of the show. $100 gift card to a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa. Derek Mason, Braden Gall. Floyd Reese joining us here on the program here. And Floyd, I know Jared tried to convince you yesterday for about 4 hours that the Titans should make a move on a kicker. You coach special teams. It's also week 16 of the NFL season. So I don't know what benefit making roster moves at this time of year does. I know the Chiefs claim Terrell Suggs or whatever, but if you were John Robinson, take people through the difficulty of making roster changes this late in the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really hard from the standpoint that, you know, and now a guy like Suggs might have been different because he would have some kind of a feel for the system. But generally speaking, to bring a guy in, you know, and try to teach him what you're doing and get him up to speed in a day or two is darn near impossible. And you have to be so careful about what you do because you don't want to and I tried to point this out to Jared, you know, you don't want to, as a GM, make a mistake that's going to cost you a game. You know, you don't want to bring a guy in because you're enamored with his skill set or something and you say, okay, this is the guy I want. Then he breaks the coverage because he doesn't know what he's doing. It costs you the game. You know, it costs you the playoffs, costs you the season. And it's kind of the same thing with a kicker. I mean, I'm not – Suckup is struggling. I don't think anybody – you know, would debate that. My point always is I'm all for bringing somebody in if they're better. But, you know, with 2 weeks left in the season, as important as these two games are, to bring a guy in this week, have him miss a PAT, you cut him next week, you bring another guy in, he misses a field goal, boom, you know, there may go your season. And it's more along the lines of, we know Suckup. You know, we went through the kicking carousel early in the year, and it probably cost us, you know, at least a game or two. And I just would hate to get back in that, even though Suckup is struggling. I mean, you know him. You have a feel for him. I think you have more confidence in him than you will just bringing some guy in you don't know anything about.
Well, I guess it's the devil you know or the devil you don't know, which one you want to take.
There you go. Exactly.
Looking at that game, and I told Braden because I wasn't here yesterday, it just looked like 2-8-5 teams, and they played like 8-5 teams. It seemed like neither team really wanted to, you know, take that game and run with it. And for what reason that happened, I really don't know. You can blame it on the coaches or whatnot because I don't think either team came out wanting to win that game. But I thought the big reason why the Titans looked the way they look was because of Derrick Henry. Now, people look at it and say, well, he still ran the ball effectively. There was times in the open field where he just couldn't go, and you knew it. There were runs he could have broke 3 weeks ago that he just didn't break, the other day. And if that's what they're going to get moving forward, I don't think the chances of them winning are slim to none.
Well, it certainly gets harder, and I think you're right. I think there was at least one or two times where a completely healthy Derek, you know, got maybe 8 or 9 yards, got going a little bit, and where he would usually stand up and straight arm guys, you know, to get him off so he could take another step or two and really get it cranked up, he kind of curled up waiting for the hit. You know, it was kind of like, okay, I know I'm not going to get much farther than this, so cover the ball, take care of the ball, don't fumble, take the hit, and, you know, let's go to the next play. He made it difficult. I agree. I thought, you know, the turnover, we got turnovers, they got turnovers. Mm-hmm. We got turnovers in the end zone. You know, we got turnovers that were at the one. They get a turnover, and boom, it's clear to the other end of the field. And I think that was a big part of the game. You know, it wasn't that they were just running away with it. I mean, let's face it, I think it's 14-14, maybe going into the fourth quarter. So you've got a chance. We got to a point where we had to do some things on defense that we weren't forced to do early in the game, you know, in an attempt to try to win it. And you know, where you're doubling Hopkins to begin with. He's not doing much. All of a sudden, now you're trying to single him. And, you know, better than I do, I mean, you just can't do that. And so, you know, you end up digging the hole a little bit deeper, trying to do everything you can to help your team win.
Floyd Reese joining us here, Morning Drive. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, ESPN 102.5 The Game. And, you know, Floyd, you know, Drew Brees obviously lit people up, lit the Colts up yesterday, which does actually eliminate the Colts from the playoffs, which actually is a good thing for the Tennessee Titans. And I don't mind playing a team coming off a hot game because it's generally hard to replicate 29 of 30 passing. And Michael Thomas is, listen, they did for who they had on the field. They did a great job with DeAndre Hopkins in the first three quarters. How do you approach, if you're Dean Pease, how do you approach the Saints offense with Drew Brees? He's not as mobile as Deshaun Watson, so maybe he doesn't get away from some of those sacks that may or may not have happened on Sunday for the Titans. You've got another elite level receiver like DeAndre Hopkins and Michael Thomas. There's some similarities. How much does that help, and what do you think the game plan looks like for Dean Pease this weekend?
You know, I think there are similarities in the two. You know, neither one of those guys are great speed guys. You know, you don't look at them and think of Fuller. You know, he's a different kind of guy. But they both just catch everything. And if you single them up and you can't get pressure, or if you're playing zone and you can't get pressure, then Brees is just going to sit back there and pick you apart. And that's part of the problem, I think, with Indy. You know, Indy is a big Tampa 2 team and all of that. And if you're Drew Brees, as accurate as he is with the ball, I mean, he's going to find the holes. Michael Thomas is outstanding at knowing when to run through, when to pull up, when to slow down. And Drew puts it on them, and they're off and running, you know. And then they got the Kamaras and guys like that are just a nightmare, and you know, in their own little world. And it's going to be tough. But I mean, last night you watched New Orleans play. I mean, they scare you to death. Wow, do they have so many weapons? And Brees was so hot. You know, you look at that, and the problem. And I've said for the last couple of weeks, you know, maybe one of my bigger concerns was you try to play zone, you can't get a pass rush. You try to play man for man, and if you're not bringing extra guys, you're trying to get pass rush, and we're just not getting there. You know, we're just not putting enough pressure on the quarterbacks to make those coverages effective for us.
Now, Floyd, how disappointing was the run defense to you? I just thought that, obviously, I know they have to pay attention to what Houston can do through the passing game, but that defense, to me, it wasn't like they were gashed, but they were just, it was just body blow after body blow on that defensive line, and they just couldn't seem to stop Houston when they wanted to.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and I think, you know, again, I think the time and the score in the game dictated a bunch of that, and I think Dean was caught in a situation where he was trying to outguess them, you know. Okay, I'll cover this time. Well, they'd run the ball. Well, okay, I'll you know, get the extra safety up in the box. Now they throw the ball. And it's just one of those situations that I'm not sure he could ever be right. If you had your full complement of secondary guys, and I'm not saying that, you know, we could have covered Fuller or maybe even still, you know, on their own, but if you've got a Dory out there and you've got Butler out there and you're willing to run the risk, you know, you're willing to say, hey, we're not going to lose all these. We're going to win some, and if we win the right ones, we'll be okay. But I think the injuries got us to a point where you know that if the quarterback finds still man for man on his own and has that extra half a second to throw the ball, you're probably in trouble. And I think that's kind of what happened.
Floyd, always a pleasure, my man. We do appreciate it, and we enjoy listening every day, 2 to 6.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Floyd Reese there, host of Jared and the GM, of course. Derek, I want to know how you approach this New Orleans team, because there is – listen, they absolutely dominated last night against the Colts. They were incredibly impressive, but it actually gave them a little – it actually helped the Titans, because the Colts are now eliminated from the playoffs at 6-8. You could absolutely, you know, the Titans could lose 2 games, finish 8-8, and actually make the playoffs. So they could go 2-0 and go 10-6 and miss the playoffs. So we'll give you some of those scenarios. And how do you stop If you couldn't stop Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins in the fourth quarter without Adoree Jackson, can you stop Michael Thomas and Drew Brees? Floyd just gave us a little bit of insight there. I want to get your thoughts on what they have to do and why all is not lost because the Saints were amazing last night. Let's just calm down. We'll tell you why you need to calm down next Morning Drive.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.